welcome to Be Simply. This is she, and I want to thank you for joining us in this moment. This is Be Simply Love Self with a focus of liberation. These segments are a point of entry if you are curious to look inward and possibly explore some of these topics. They will potentially assist you in your journey, whether you are doing some deep healing, whether you're doing some refinement, or whether you're moving through a transition and you would like to reach higher ground, both literally and figuratively. So tonight the topic is liberation. Over as long as probably civilization has existed, people have been seeking, these humans, the human species, because we can say that this is so because of the sciences that we have on the planet, Vedic science, Chinese medicine, and pre-Vedic science. And then we have a lot of theology there too, which is a combination of science and belief systems based on story. So then we also have indigenous science that are earth-based systems that go back very, very far, as long as the human species was here. So with this knowledge that there has been this sense of either understanding our existence beyond what we know it to be, and this seeking, and then for some people they're just content where they are, and that's okay too. And then other people might feel confined in other aspects of their life, meaning that they might be feeling confined in relationship, they might be feeling confined in work, they might be feeling restricted in a certain aspect of just their state of being with self. So this is why these segments are created, so that no matter where you're at, you can dive in, find a few morsels to contemplate, reflect, and potential practices to work on, even if it's just for a week, just to see where that takes you, and that journey will lead you to that liberation. So in the yogic sense, when we reach these cities or samadhi states, is that there's this opportunity to retire the senses, to live a simple life, to find a level of contentment and bliss, as it might be described, where there's no more struggle. There's a sense and an understanding of self's relationship to the entire universe, not just even the world system or where you live. So this is just one example of liberation within that system has a certain map that's shown. And sure enough, if you do pick up some of the practices, and especially in yoga with all the limbs of yoga, if you pick that up, you will start to reach those states, and how you walk through the world will shift. So you may decide right now, I don't want to retire my senses, I don't want to live simply, but I do want to stop suffering. So that's your point of entry. You might say, you know, I'm really ill physically, I want to be free of this illness. Then that's your point of entry towards liberation. You might be ready to leave a relationship because it no longer serves, and so that's your point of entry towards liberation. Those gateways of constriction, whatever they might be in your life, or that deep knowing that you're to walk maybe a certain path, meaning that you're ready to fully be in a place of service to others, then you'll be led, and that is that pathway. And by having focus and a vision of being free of whatever's restricting you right now, sure enough, if you keep focused, you will receive all the support that you need to get you from point A, B, C. Maybe it takes all the way to Z, but whatever it might be, if you keep that vision, you will be supported, and I feel very comfortable in stating that. It may not be exactly how you want it, but you will be supported, and it's up to you if you want to receive it. Another big key. So what I would love for us to do right now is just take a moment to be with self and to think about, what are you ready to be liberated from? What is constricting you? And while you might point to something exterior, like your work or a relationship, remember that is you. So first, identify what you want to be liberated from. It might be that you don't want to live somewhere anymore, and so you enter that through the place, but then look inside and see what's calling out, and that's that doorway that's saying, please open the doorway so I don't have to feel this anymore. We're going to listen to Jean-Philippe Rekel and Lama Gureme. Sorry, I'm giving that an Italian spin right now, and I'm not sure why. We're going to listen to Sacred Words of Liberation. These mantras are really beautifully created. The link's below. But as you listen to the chants, allow yourself to go into what you're ready to free yourself of. It might be a belief. It might be, like I said, a situation. Go from the external and then bring it internal and see where you have those knots and see if you can start to breathe through and open them up. This is our second clue, breath. And when we come back, we'll dive a little bit deeper into liberation. gently bringing your awareness back to here and connecting to self. And hopefully during that segment, you were able to really sit with self and identify what you're ready to liberate past. And this will continue to evolve as you evolve in your life. And I saw a funny little snippet somewhere yesterday or today about if we had actually stopped evolving past the prehistoric era, that we might be much better off. So there's a lot of truth to that. Anyways, we are where we are. It is what it is. So I say, why don't we acquiesce and enjoy here? With that being said, liberation, what does that mean and where do you want to go with it? Well, that's your choice. And for some, it's the journey. For others, they're so amped to get there that they forget that they can't jump ahead. So people will run really excited about embracing something. However, they don't slow down enough to be really mindful with what they're receiving and what's being said to them in any moment. Today I got the reminder of presence and the power of truth in a given moment, even if it means it's not the way you would really want things to be, but at least you know that you're in integrity with your truth, and that feels really good. So as I talked about before we started was, what do you want to liberate? And then that gateway is the, or doorway, is that what you want to liberate? So meaning if you're in a relationship that you're not liking, either it needs to expand together or the doorway, the second doorway, is to leave the relationship, and that's okay too. It's just a matter of understanding what that is. So that's your point of entry, and so you don't avoid it, and this happens a lot, especially in relationship. People feel worn out and they don't want to look at it. They don't want to examine it. They just are mad and they just put walls up. And so it's really hard to get to a resolution. Even if that resolution is separation or going your separate ways, it can come to a peaceful one, which is much better because then all the emotions get to be settled and you don't have to continue on the journey of cause and effect with those patterns. So the entry into this doorway is breath, breathing, and taking that first step and then the next step. And understanding that you don't have to run, and it's really important not to run. The third aspect of this liberation with whatever you discovered or know that you're ready to move past is non-attachment, meaning letting go to the way you think it, quote-unquote, should be or want it to be. When we have an attachment to a story, to an idea, and I was having this conversation with a friend that, you know, I can tell you a story, and then you might love that story so much that you make it your own. And this is a lot of the lore that we're growing up on, or have grown up on, or known for many, many lifetimes. And so that conversation then becomes so much of our own, just like if you were to go to a movie, and then where do you separate? Like, whose was it? And then all these people are collectively living out a story that could just have been that, a fabrication, fiction, something that was to tantalize the imagination, but not necessarily to propel everyone to be that. But that happens, and we watch it all the time, especially with pop trends, pop culture trends, that people all of a sudden have to be wearing all the same type of clothing, or they all need to have the same technology. And they may not feel like they have to, but something compels them to run out and get that smartphone or listening device. Something propels this world system to pay a lot of money for set of earphones that are going to stream information into your head. Sounds like a bad idea to me, but, you know, hey, it sounds like a good idea to someone else. So this is another example. Here's one person's story. They think it's a great idea. I think it's a crazy idea. We could do a lot more wonderful things with that money. However, these are just our pathways. So if I let go of my attachment to that story and they let go of their attachment to that story, then we open more potentiality for things to happen. So when we're looking for liberation, the more that we hold on to our views and our positions and have debates, which can be healthy, they can also be very detrimental to getting anywhere, because everyone sticks their feet in the sand and it isn't going to move until they get it their way. So really important liberation to let go of what you think is right or wrong, really moving beyond duality. Then what's going to happen here is you will identify what you need or what you are ready for. This is a perfect example of this, is to be well. If you're ready to be well, if you've been held up in dis-ease, but you don't want to be there anymore, then that will aspect of getting well will be what propels you forward and leads you and guides you. There's going to be an interview on Friday, from a woman that did this that had lupus, and she didn't want to go on the meds, so she took her life into her own hands, literally and figuratively, and got herself well, and it's really beautiful. So that was her gateway. She didn't want to go down that path, so she went down a different one with a different modality to keep her life in balance. So the next one is to request to see what you cannot see. This is really important in a love relationship, especially if there's a lot of codependency, meaning if, you know, it's fun to be in love and have passion and all that stuff, but it can come from such a healthy, balanced, interdependent way, versus codependency is where there's this yearning and you have to be together, and it's just all this information that really does not feed our society in a holistic way, or yourself in a holistic way, because there's huge roller coasters. So request in those situations, especially if you feel you're in a tumultuous relationship or relationships, that you can see what you're not able to see right now. You just call it out and say, please show me, what can I see so I can move past this? And also, then you might request to physically move, meaning if you're at a place where there's a lot of stagnation, especially with one issue, welcome in that yang energy, welcome in the fire, move. And even if you don't have a momentum, you're feeling a little bit depressed or just not with the energy to do that, take baby steps. But what we're going to do to really put a dot on that point is we're going to listen to Dance Liberation with Here to Here. As you listen to this segment, move around a little bit if you want, and see the power of moving with something that you're ready to let go of. Bring into your mind's eye that which you're ready to move, that which you're ready to see, that which you're ready to really take responsibility for, and just welcome it in. And then when we come back, we're going to close out this segment with some practices to help assist you move towards liberation in one aspect of your life. And then we'll close it out with a little bit of freedom.
By life's heartbeat, I was too busy being afraid and clinging to my seat.
Thank you. through the dark times. I was too busy concerned with all the ways I tried to hide. But then one day my self-alarm and it's not coming down. And I dance the dance with awe, dancing surrender all control to what's breathing me. And when I dance,
Dance of Liberation by Here to Here. And hopefully you were inspired to move a little during that round and realize that sometimes it's that movement, that metaphorical little nudge that gets us going and allows us to start taking action. So oftentimes what I've seen many times over is when people need to heal, that's important, and then there can be a point where it's time to get going, to get moving and taking action, especially if you're coming from out of trauma. And then once you come out of trauma, there's going to be a point, a transition, where you're going to need another little nudge to get that momentum and that movement going, which is not always easy. But if you can find a friend to exercise with you or dance with you or move with you, you'll be pleasantly surprised at how it helps your forward motion through getting through a situation. So liberation, liberating yourself maybe from relationship, place, a situation, an addiction. An addiction is much more complex. However, these can be portals to start from. And then if you have something that's really big, meaning that it's going to take a team of support, please feel free to email me at suzannetoro@gmail.com. We can evaluate the situation and determine what the best approach might be for you to, one, get safe, get grounded, and start your progress to getting well. So what are some practices? Well, the first one towards liberation, meaning if in the esoteric sense that you really are wanting to reach a state of awareness with yourself, is that you really are going to need a practice in your life, something that will keep you committed to that inward looking. It's not about being outward and social so much. It's really about taking the time to be inward. If you spend all your time go, go, go and being out in the world, you're not going to have that space to really be contemplative and understand that pathways. At the same time, I really want to encourage you also to couple that inward to practice with service, to make sure that you spend some time being in service to others, to the earth, and that service will go a long way and assist you in this liberation, because you'll find out a lot about yourself during that. So some simple practices to start with is, one, first decide what you're trying to liberate. You don't have to do everything at once. So if you're trying to liberate a food pattern that you have, really say, okay, this is the situation, and determine what the needs are there. And then, once you call it out, then you can start to ask, like I said, are you ready to let go of this something? And then ask what you're not seeing. Get to the root of it. It's not face value. There's something deeper there. And then from there, the practices that you can bring forward are, first, to define your codes of ethics. In this day and age, when we're in what's known by Vedic sense, Kali Yuga, the age of ignorance. This is not the age of Aquarius, it's the age of ignorance. We see it around us, all around us, because we're seeing the unfolding of all the lies that were told. So not many people can dispute that there have been a lot of lies, and we don't need to blame anyone. We're all part of this together, especially if you're looking for higher states of liberation. You will understand that we're all a part of this. The one thing that can help us all out of this collective global situation is to define our code of ethics. I really encourage people to do this that I work with one-on-one. And when you do that, you need to take ownership for them. You can't simply just kind of skirt around it. You need to say, these are my code of ethics, and I am going to practice daily to honor them. A simple one that a lot of people like, I think, is truth. I mentioned it earlier. And to speak honestly, not to lie. If you're subscribed to a theological background that's involving the Bible, there's those commandments, right? 10 commandments. Thou shall not lie. However, this whole society has been built on lies, and a lot of people that might go to church every weekend have been participating in breaking that commandment. So rather than relying on theology to create this pattern of forgiveness and sin and all this complexity, why not take the time to write down your own code of ethics, the code that you want to live by, and start practicing it? Hold yourself accountable. If you can't be accountable, how on earth do you think that anyone else is going to be able to hold you accountable? Because ultimately, you have to do it. No one else. So that will be a huge key to your liberation. Two, refine where you are not. And this example is, if you're not really so great at telling the truth, then start practicing telling the truth. And self-correct when you're not being present with what's coming out of your mouth. And be really aware, because I'm constantly in check with what's coming out of my mouth, on exaggeration. So people can say truth is just not telling someone a lie, and meaning saying, oh, I wasn't in Palm Springs, but you really were, and that would be a black and white kind of lie. There are people that will exaggerate the truth. That's still a lie. They'll embellish, really refine that speech as you go into these higher states of awareness within self. You will realize why that's so important. But refine where you want to be. So again, if it's food, that's another example that you want to shift your eating habits. That can be done by bringing in the awareness and then refine bit by bit how you're eating, what you're putting into your body. And baby steps are really important. The next practice is humility. Being humble is so powerful. It's one of my closest friends, humility. And see if you can bring that in. And then there are those moments when you have to really bow that head and say, oh, you know what? I was wrong. I messed up. Or, oh, I didn't mean to say that. It came out wrong. Meaning wrong in the sense that it could cause harm to someone else or make someone else feel bad. So humility is that great way to soften the gaze and also a great tool when you're ready to listen. Listen humbly. Sometimes it has nothing to do with speech, and bringing humility into your mind. That leads us to our next practice. There's only four of these. Is think less, or not at all, if you can. Clear the heart and mind with meditation and bring in that mindful speech. So I put that as one, meaning if you think less, you meditate, you clear your heart and mind, and then you're mindful with your speech. And I should probably put down there action, and I am going to say should, because as I've mentioned in other segments, this is how it works. Your mind is the weapon. Whatever you're thinking about yourself or other people, it's being transmitted. You're a two-way radio, and that's harmful to other people's psyche. It's not really recommended to psychically tap into people. That's a violation of their energetic field. In addition, you're not only causing harm to yourself, you're causing harm to them. There is a cause and effect and a feedback loop to this. It might not be immediately, it might come to you later. And how you can connect with cause and effect is if you've ever let out your voice in a canyon or somewhere where it'll bounce off, you hear the sound go out and come back right at you. That's what cause and effect is. And it is a natural course. And sometimes it's not so fun to hear that voice come bouncing back at us. The feedback loop can be louder than what we sent out. So to recap, if you're ready to liberate yourself from something, one, define those code of ethics that will help you. For example, the food example might be, aside from the lion example, the food example might be that you want to not cause anyone any harm. So within your code of ethics, if you're all about nonviolence, then it would make sense that you more than likely are a vegetarian, because you would not be asking that someone harm what you are eating. And you might have a way to figure that out or understand that there's levels to that if that's part of your code of ethics, and you will know the truth to that. Secondly, that's just an example, by the way, for you to consider. Secondly, refine where you're at, and whatever it might be with your speech, your actions, refine that. Third practice is welcome in humility. Think less is the fourth. Clear the mind and heart with meditation. Move forward with mindful speech and action. So these are some simple ways to start exploring liberation within whatever you might be ready for. We are going to sign out with a little freedom, and this is called Desert Highway. And there's nothing like taking a long country drive or going across country to clear the mind and to run free for a moment. And once your head's cleared, you can return back to home, literally and figuratively, finding that center ground. So if you have any questions, feedbacks, or anything you'd like to share or connect on, please feel free to email me at SuzanneToro@gmail.com. Until next time, this is She signing out with a soft gaze, a full heart, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.
Highway. I can see far here that I am small, and the old stone faces in the canyon wall are watching on my way. I pick any direction and run when it's done. That's what I do when the time has come to face the sun. Change is change, changing rage into melody deep inside. inside of me, more important than the memory, infinitely, infinitely, on and on and on, on and on and on. So for all souls who have fallen, keep wishing for the angels most, as the sparks host the Messiah in robe cloaked whispers. And we hide her in gypsy songs, we hide her in gypsy songs. It's the old long lost mystic melancholy melody that in harmony and certainly set me free within the mystery. And sometimes I think it's just for you and me, for you and me. Goes on and on and on, on and on and on, on and on and on, on and on and on. So take me to the sky, she cried, tears fill up her eyes and eyes. Wonder why the days gone by, inside the eyes of why did lie the answer to this dream. For every river and every stream, into the shaman drumming on the midnight breeze. Can't you hear the people say please?